China is fully prepared to fight to the very end because the world is big enough that the United States is not the totality of the market in the world. So if the United States wants to go in that direction of completely shutting itself out of the China market, be my guest.
Yeah, and China will lose the US market, which, as I've said, is
15%. We don't care. China has been here for 5,000 years. Most of the time, there was no United States, and we survived. Right. And if the United States wants to bully China, we will deal with the situation without the United States. And we expect to survive for another 5,000 years.
When you hear Donald Trump say China wants a deal, it just doesn't know how to go about it. They're proud people. J.D. Vance talks about Chinese peasants. What do you make of their conduct in this respect?
If J.D. Vance thinks that he's dealing with the peasants in China, and I'm proud to be a descendant of the peasants, most of us are descendants of the peasants anyway, that's our tradition. We are farmers before, but now we are one of the leading industrialized economies in the world. So I'm sorry, J.D. Vance doesn't know what he's talking about. And therefore, I don't think there will be China-US dialogue unless the United States changes its attitude towards China. Deal with China as it is, show respect to China, show respect to the Chinese people, and don't try to impose your prejudice and biased view about China or about the rest of the world.